Advanced Studio Classroom is on the air. All right, men, listen up. It's time to shape up, or you may ship out permanently. Hello, listeners. Welcome to Advanced Studio Classroom. This is Bill Quinn, and today is January 14th, 2013. We're on the first day of Newsworthy Clips, and you can find news clips on pages 24, 25, and 26 in your Advanced magazine. I'm always excited to be here for Newsworthy Clips because we always have at least three stories, diverse stories about different topics from all over the world. And today, it's an article that is really close to my heart because it's something I've become much more aware of as I have gotten older, taking care of your health and taking care of your body. And at the top of the program, I said the men need to shape up or they might end up shipping out permanently. And what that means is just if you don't take care of yourself, then you might end up losing things that you value, including not just your health, but your life. And a lot of men don't take care of themselves properly, and a lot of men don't get checkups that they need. And I've had several people that I know very closely, several people that I even went to high school with here recently, just in the last year or two, pass away. And it's remarkable that people aged 50 or 49 would pass away from diseases that maybe if they had some preventative care, they could have prevented that from happening. They might have been saved. At least a couple of them might have been saved. So that's why I'm saying it's really hit close to my heart because I've seen it. I have seen it with people that I've gone to school with. I graduated from high school with about four or five guys. And it's really hard for me to believe. And just maybe by paying attention to things, they could have prevented that. So in the studio today, I've got two great panelists joining me for all three Newsworthy Clips. First, off to my right, Carolyn Bug. Hi, Carolyn.
Well, hello there, Bill.
Great to have you here.
It's great to be here.
Yeah, we're talking about men's health, but we also are going to talk about women's preventative health care, right?
Well, I hope so, just a little bit. This article does focus on men's health care and the importance of it. So,
yeah. The men in your life, fathers, cousins, I don't know, you have a brother.
I do have a brother.
I mean, how would you categorize their health awareness, how they take care of their bodies?
Well, I think that my uncle is very aware of his health. He runs marathons, he does bike marathons, triathlons, all sorts of things, and he's very active, very healthy, and very concerned about maintaining that health. But there are other members of my family who don't really see the doctor regularly, don't eat what they should, don't take care of themselves as much as they should, and are far, far too large and really very unhealthy.
Too large, you mean heavy?
Too heavy, yes. Probably 250 pounds and up.
Okay, big problem in America, obesity, and it is very, very common when you say 250 pounds. You're looking at about 120 kilograms, which is pretty big, and you're talking not about tall people.
No, not tall at all. Yeah. Probably 180 centimeters or less.
Yeah, and that is a lot of weight for somebody at that height. So, but it is a big problem. That's one of the big problems in America. We'll talk about that a little bit more, obesity. And it comes back to haunt people later, especially in their 40s and 50s. As men really need to be aware of this weight issue or else it will be a real problem, a real time bomb for them. Nathaniel Dunn's here too. Hi, Nathaniel.
Hey, Bill. Good to be here.
All right. How do you categorize your health awareness?
I think my family kind of had a wake-up call with this. My grandfather, before I really knew him, he passed away from colon cancer, and I think it was something like this. It got ahead of him.
Right.
You know, he didn't have those inspections that he needed. And so now my grandmother is very intent in making sure that all of her children, you know, go for these checkups. And so I think my family does kind of keep people accountable to get some of this stuff done, to get some of these checkups looked at.
How old was your grandfather when he passed away?
You know, he was in his mid-50s, I think.
Yeah. All right, yeah. That is that's almost like the warning siren, age 50 for men, because what happens is we go through our lives in our 20s and our 30s, and we can be wild men during these decades. We, you know, eat and drink and abuse our bodies physically, and really we can recover. And we think the problem is we never mature mentally, and we don't realize, oh, when I turn 50, I can't do that anymore. I can't be so careless. And actually, once we hit 50, then everything kind of hits you. You really got to be careful at that time then, and not only do things in moderation, these bad habits, but also then start earlier doing a lot of these checks as far as the medical checks and tests. So, you know, we have to be prepared for that. Things change. We get older and we start to break down right about 50. So let's get into our first reading. Turn to page 24 and we'll have the left column.
A preventative maintenance schedule for men's health. Few men would drive a beloved sports car into the ground, ruining its engine for lack of routine oil changes, tune-ups, or new belts. Yet, many men don't think twice about neglecting their health, letting a decade or more slip by without scheduling a checkup, says Jeff Kane, president-elect of the American Academy of Family Physicians. One-third of men have no regular doctor, and the same numbers say they visit a doc only when really sick. Men are used to maintaining their cars, but they aren't used to maintaining themselves, says Kane. But it's just like taking your car to a regular mechanic. The same doctor who takes care of you when you're sick can take care of you when you're well, and hopefully prevent problems down the road. Unlike women, however, men aren't handed a preventative maintenance schedule. Women learn from an early age to schedule a well woman exam every year. Women stay in the medical system as they age, bear children, and go through menopause, frequently connecting not only with their own doctors, but with their children's pediatricians.
Okay, a preventative maintenance schedule for men's health. Preventative.
Think of prevent, you know, keeping something from happening. Stop it before it actually happens.
Okay, and I like how we do start this article. We switch over to cars.
Yes, so a lot of guys are very much into cars, and they take good care of their cars. So few men would drive a beloved sports car into the ground by ruining its engine for lack of routine oil changes, tune-ups, or new belts.
Right. We have a preventative maintenance schedule with vehicles. The dealer gives that to us when we buy a new car and, you know, bring it in every, you know, 10,000 miles for these checkups and things, oil changes. But, we, you know, most men, they don't think of themselves having a preventative maintenance schedule, do they?
Yeah. No, I don't think they do. I mean, you don't – I think that the mentality is when I have something wrong, I'll go to the doctor. But until that time, there's no need. But it actually is good to get these checkups occasionally.
We have a phrase here, drive something into the ground. Now, there's kind of a double meaning here in this first paragraph.
Right. So we're talking about cars, so you drive a car. And if you drive something into the ground, then you destroy it.
Mm-hmm.
But you can drive anything into the ground, not just a car. You could drive your health into the ground.
Well, a lot of men and women now drive their bodies into the ground because they might become workaholics. They're busy pursuing success, and they don't realize that they're driving their bodies into the ground by working 70 or 80 hours a week and not getting any exercise, right?
Yeah, that's true. You know what this made me think of? One of my college roommates, he had a pair of flip-flops pair of sandals that he drove into the ground. These things had holes through them. You know, you could see through these things, and he taped them up with masking tape, held on to them as long as he could, got as much use out of them as possible, drove them into the ground.
They were comfortable.
Apparently. They didn't look comfortable.
All right. That or he didn't have any money. So, all right. Now, yet many men don't do what?
They don't think twice about neglecting their health. So, if you don't think twice about something, then you don't give it much thought at all.
Okay. And they're not giving much thought to neglecting something.
Neglecting. If you neglect something, you're just kind of forgetting about it. Or maybe you think that something should be done about it, but you just don't take the responsibility to do those things.
Mm-hmm. Okay. We're not taking proper care of something. And there's an example here of what some men will do.
They let a decade or more slip by without scheduling a checkup. And a checkup here just means a doctor's appointment for a routine exam. So you just go in and they kind of check to see if anything's wrong, if anything's changed.
And we see a phrase there, letting something slip by.
Yeah, you let something slip by, it just kind of goes by unnoticed. You don't have the right response to it, and it's already passed.
Yeah. You forgot about it. It wasn't a priority. You didn't write it down. And the next thing you know, 5 or 10 years have passed, and, you know, it's, oh, oops, oops, oh, wow. All right. Now, this comes from who?
This comes from Jeff Kane, who is the president-elect of the American Academy of Family Physicians. So he's quite an authority on health.
All right, and then we see a statistic, a couple statistics in that next sentence.
Yeah, 1/3 of men have no regular doctor, and the same number say they visit a doc only when really sick.
Okay. All right, so believe me, I can see this because I just look at my brother and my father. In my family, there's three men. There's my father and my brother and myself, and I probably have been the most aware as far as maintenance, as far as health. But I see that in my brother and my father. They really don't have – they don't have a regular doctor, and they're certainly not regular checkups. Yeah.
So that is 1 out of 3, 1/3.
How about
right?
That?
Yeah. There you go.
So there you go. We're the living proof of that statistic. So we see in the next paragraph, we start off with another quote from Jeff Kane.
Men are used to maintaining their cars, we mentioned that, but they aren't used to maintaining themselves.
You know, it's amazing how much time men will put into cars. Did your family ever do that? Your relatives?
I had a friend in high school, and he spent hours on his car planning out different parts, different modifications he wanted to put in it just to make it smoother, sleeker, more powerful. Like, it was amazing the amount of effort he put into this car.
Well, I know that you grew up, you spent a lot of time growing up here in Taiwan and versus maybe being in some parts of the States, right? So your experience might have been different.
Yeah, I would say it was. My exposure to people and their cars here in Asia, I don't think there's quite maybe the same fixation, especially in highly populated areas as I've lived in here in Asia. So, yeah, I guess I don't have quite the same outlook on that, yeah.
Yeah. Well, many American men, they spend a lot of time, energy, and money on cars. They love this. It's a pastime for them. I would say here, for instance, in Taipei, I would switch that to motorcycles. There's a lot of time, money, and energy. A lot of men probably put a lot more into their motorcycles than they do into maintaining their own bodies. So that's just the way men are. It's something that's one of their priorities. Taking care of their health is not a priority. So now, Jeff Kane does continue there in line 21.
But it's just like taking your car to a regular mechanic. The same doctor who takes care of you when you're sick can take care of you when you're well. So even though there's nothing wrong with your car, you're still supposed to take it into the mechanic so he can check and make sure that, oh, well, the oil needs changed. We need to add some more brake fluid, some more windshield washing fluid, those sort of things. Oh, okay, well, but there's actually no real problem.
Yeah.
It's still functioning.
Right. No emergency.
Right.
Yeah. But usually then we wait till there's an emergency when we go see the doctor. Men are usually wait until they're sick. And actually, most men not only just wait till they're sick or they're coming down with something, they usually wait until they're like about to die till they go see the doctor, right? They wait until that temperature is so high that they can't even get out of bed and then their wife has to drag them down to see the doctor. They wait until the last moment to do this. And but the thing is, we have to remember to go see this doctor, not just when there is an emergency, but when on a regular basis. And the reason we want to do this is hopefully to do what?
Prevent problems down the road. Something from happening later on can be stopped if we go to the doctor regularly.
One thing I want to mention here is, in addition to a doctor, and I see this same behavior with men and women, dentist. It's dentist is that, same thing. Women are pretty good about going to the dentist. Men, far fewer. The percentage to me seems a lot lower. And again, men will wait until there's an emergency. A tooth is about to fall out, right? Or like their half of their face is turning green because they got an infected gum. Then the man will go to the dentist. Dentist can be just as important as going to see a doctor. So keep in mind, not just doctors, but we need to go to see the dentist for preventive maintenance. Actually, we should go every 6 months for a cleaning. Most men will never do that. Next paragraph, though, we get into a contrast, right?
Yes. Yeah, so they start comparing men's health schedules to women's. So unlike women, however, men aren't handed a preventative maintenance schedule.
Okay. All right. Now, that's, I have to ask you about this, Carolyn, because we need to really clarify this paragraph, right?
Right. So it's making this comparison that women and men get different schedules or they have different ideas about their health. And while perhaps women are better at maintaining their health or more aware of what they need to do and are more willing to go to the doctor, they aren't really given this preventative maintenance schedule. I don't remember getting one.
All right. So this is really – we're speaking almost kind of a little bit of an exaggeration. You aren't handed a pamphlet at a young age.
Right. No, I don't. I did not receive this piece of paper that tells me okay. my preventative maintenance schedule. I would like one. That would be nice.
Yeah. It would be helpful. You could check it off.
Right. Yeah. I'd be like, I went to the doctor for this. Yeah. It would be nice to have one.
Okay. But one thing it does seem to be is that – what do you think about this? Women stay in the medical system as they age?
Yeah, women learn from an early age to schedule a well woman exam every year. Maybe do you have the same response to that, Carolyn, as the first statement?
Pretty much. Like, this well woman exam is not something we really think about until we're ready to have children because it has to do with reproductive health care mostly. Mm-hmm. And so if you aren't considering having a child – then this is not going to be something that you think about going to the doctor for.
Okay. So we're going to qualify these two sentences here, the first couple sentences of this paragraph. And it really – women become aware of this really when it starts getting to the point where they're getting pregnant. They're wanting to have children, maybe mid-20s, late 20s. Then they become much more conscious of their health.
Right.
Yeah. But again, this is much earlier than men. Men in their mid-20s and late-20s aren't thinking about good health, right?
Yes, but because this is related to having children, it's not necessarily the women are wanting to take care of themselves and their personal health. They're wanting to take care of their health for the sake of the child that they're going to have.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Now it says here, as we continue in line 32, that they go through this as they bear children and go through menopause. And, of course, menopause being the change in life in women when they can no longer bear children, make that in their around the age 50 or so. And then we see that they frequently are connecting.
Not only with their own doctors, but with their children's pediatricians. Makes me wonder, are a lot more moms taking their kids to the doctors than the fathers are?
Well, that's another thing. Mothers do take their children to the doctor much more frequently than the fathers. Okay, let's have our second reading, that right column on page 24.
Men Men, on the other hand, may disappear from the patient roles at age 18, avoiding checkups until age 40 or 50 when they show up for a cancer screening, often at the suggestion of their wives, Kane says. Yet doctors say there are lots of things that men can do to take care of themselves, both inside and outside of the exam room, at every stage of life. Eating well, exercising, and avoiding tobacco are some of the keys to good health, says Michael Lefevre of the U.S. Preventative Services Task Force. Lefevre says annual flu shots are important at any age as well. Those behavioral things are probably more important than getting tests.
We just finished talking about the women and how they handle preventative health care, starting earlier than men in age. And now we see that men, on the other hand.
Yes, men on the other hand, so conversely, on the contrary, compared to, may disappear from the patient roles at age 18.
Yeah. I'm looking at this and I'm thinking this is the time most men are leaving high school. They might have medical tests in high school, but by the time they graduate, then that's it. They disappear from, you know, any testing, any preventative care, and they will then avoid?
They'll avoid checkups until age 40 or 50, which may just be too late for some things that could develop.
Yeah. Things. Now, when they do show up, what are they showing up for?
For a cancer screening, usually, is what it says here, at the suggestion of their wives.
Yeah. They're usually not going to be doing it on their own. So somebody's going to be pushing them. Usually it is their wife. If they don't have a wife, a lot of men will just skip it. They won't even do it. And for men, it's very important. A couple of tests that they need to go through. We're going to talk just a little bit about that at the end of the program. Now, yet doctors say there are what?
Doctors say there are lots of things that men can do to take care of themselves. And it's both inside and outside of the exam room at every stage of life. So there's so many different things that men can do that don't include going to the doctor.
Yeah.
You don't have to see the doctor to take care of yourself.
What are some of those things?
Next paragraph starts with eating well, exercising, avoiding tobacco. You know, these are all things that I think we already know, and mm-hmm. sometimes we're just irresponsible about getting them done.
Yeah. I would add in limiting the alcohol or eliminating alcohol usage, consumption, and then also there's one other thing that I would mention, too. Men have a tendency to engage in risky behavior. And what I mean by that is they're usually prone to, whether it's reckless driving or different things they might do with their bodies. They push themselves too much. They might go climbing on things that they shouldn't go climb. They think they can do everything, and they think they are impervious to injury or health. I saw a guy last night climbing on a balcony about three or floors up. In an apartment building here, and I could not believe the guy. It was totally dark. This was about 10 o'clock at night. He was trying to fix something, and I thought, this guy is a moment away from death. And he didn't realize he could easily slip. So anyways, there's a lot of these things men could do. This comes from Michael Lefevre of the U.S. Preventative Services Task Force. And then he continues by saying,
yes, he says, annual flu shots are important at any age as well. So this is something that's pretty easy to go get. It's a shot, so maybe if you have an aversion to shots, they might be a little painful. Mm-hmm. But flu shots are very important at any age.
All right. These are behavioral things we can do. And more important than getting tests, and certainly don't wait until that emergency happens, you can do these behavioral things early on in life. Well, we do have a feature today, so let's get to that.
Good morning, Marcy. Can you give me a quick rundown of my schedule for the day?
Certainly. Good morning, Mr. Ryan. Your schedule is very full today. You have a 9 o'clock meeting with the production crew to go over the songs and dances for Friday. A conference call with Mr. Oscar Academy at 11 a.m. Doctor's appointment at 2.
Doctor's appointment?
And a dress rehearsal with the Rockettes at 4.
I don't remember making a doctor's appointment.
Of course not, sir. Your wife did.
Oh, right. Of course she did. She never lets anything slip by her. I really don't like going to the doctor. I don't know why she insists on making all these appointments for me.
Well, she is just looking out for you. It's important to take care of your health.
I do. I just don't like going to the doctor's office and sitting there with all those sick people.
You don't want to regret not getting a checkup, especially if some time down the road something were really to be wrong with you. Preventative medicine is the best medicine.
That's true. Better safe than sorry, I guess.
On the other hand, if you really don't want to go, you can always take it up with your wife.
No, that's okay. I'd rather go to see the doctor than cross my wife.
Okay, the sidebar there on page 24 has issues men should pay attention to as they age. And we want to just highlight a couple of key ones in there. So first, Nathaniel.
Yeah, I just looked at the category that I'm in, your 20s and 30s, and I see there it says a fasting cholesterol test every 5 years, beginning at age 20. I should probably do that. I know that my father has to watch his cholesterol, and I have not done that, so maybe I should get on it.
Okay. Carolyn.
Well, since I am not a man, I will talk about my uncle again, who I mentioned earlier. He went in for a colorectal cancer screening, but he was not in his 50s.
Mm-hmm.
He was much younger, and it was because he was exhibiting symptoms of colon cancer.
Mm-hmm.
So while these age ranges are very good suggestions, mm-hmm. they are not set in stone.
Mm-hmm.
So if you think that you are having problems, don't necessarily cut yourself off. Well, I don't have to get this screening because I'm not 50.
Right.
You should definitely pay attention to your health.
And he demanded that test because he was feeling something?
Yes. He had symptoms of colorectal cancer, so he went into the doctor, and the doctor actually told him he was too young to yeah. have the test done.
Yeah.
So he had to demand to have the test done, and he did test positive and went through cancer treatments, and now he is very, very healthy.
Okay. That's a great recommendation, Carolyn. So if you feel something in your body, demand that you have the test done. But this is at least a framework for men. So there's a lot of things we need to be aware of and take care of as we age. So I hope this news clip has been helpful for all of our male listeners out there. Thanks for joining us today. Everybody, thanks for joining us. We'll see you tomorrow. Goodbye.